When you look at athletes and you look at the results or the training outputs that they're achieving to get stronger, faster, more powerful, especially this day and age, I think it's so easy to only look at and focus on the mechanical inputs to get that output. For example, if you're getting stronger, you need to do more weight. If you're getting faster, we need to give you the stimulus to focus on firing your muscles faster, getting more of that plyometric stretch shortening cycle return, and we're always approaching it from this mechanical standpoint. But the fact of the matter is, don't forget the complexity and the intricacy and understanding that your somatosensory system, meaning that all the sensory information being fed back up to your brain, that has a big influence on how we're gonna get those outputs that we're trying to get, how we're going to adapt to the training stimulus. So that's what I wanna briefly touch on this episode. Don't forget about the sensory input and information and how we utilize that to our advantage to get the adaptations that we're looking for and how to get that mechanical output and achieve higher levels of performance with everything that we do. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. For all of my new listeners out there, you're in the right place to hear about all of these topics, strategies, and conversations, all dealing with optimizing human performance. And for all of my returning listeners, thank you again for tuning in for another episode. And if you haven't heard some of the previous episodes, go check them out on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. There's been a lot of great guest interviews, guests who've come on, shared their stories, experiences, something that we can learn from, take something away from, and apply to our journey as well. And of course, a lot of solo topics, one like today, where I cover a bite-sized chunk of some aspect dealing with training, optimizing performance, and just living a healthier and happier lifestyle. Also, in addition to the content on this podcast, be sure to check out all of my other social media channels. You can find a lot more free content there. Everything across the board, you can find me at HNL Movement. My YouTube channel has a lot of the video highlight clips from the guest interviews, so you can go check them out. And also stay tuned for more content coming out in the near future. So with all of that, let's just jump into today's episode. It is only going to be a few minutes. I'm going to keep this one really short and sweet. As you've heard me say in the past few weeks, in the past few months, I am actually winding down, finishing up my dissertation. So it's been super crazy, busy, hectic, stressful, everything, all of the above. And I am winding that down. So I haven't had as much time to spend recording these episodes or editing these episodes. So this is just going to be a short and sweet, almost like preview to some of the content that I am going to start to put out there, especially after things settle down a little bit and I finish my dissertation and finish my program. So this is something to think about. I feel like in the literature out there, a lot of the research in clinical and practical applicability, this is a concept that I see over and over. It's not as emphasized or integrated into what we're doing to try to get the performance adaptations that we want. So the basic concept is that we're always focusing on mechanical influences, mechanical output. Yes, that's something that we can measure. That's something that's going to determine, are we getting stronger, faster, more powerful? But that's not the entire story. Just because you push more weight, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to do that exercise better or get stronger in the right way or get even the strength outcomes that you want. There's so many other things that influences those types of outcomes or adaptations. But what I want to hone in and focus on today is don't forget that your body is constantly collecting and integrating all this sensory information to determine how can you execute some type of movement, dynamic movement, explosive movement. How can you perform that to the best of your ability and do it in a safe and efficient manner? So for example, when I say that we get so overly focused on just the mechanical influences, we're typically focusing on moving more weight. We're focusing on mechanical stability. We're focusing on range of motion. We're focusing on muscular strength. But we often forget that all of that is modulated and regulated by the sensory input that we're receiving. And sensory input is so complex that I'm just touching the very, very tip of the iceberg, and there's so much more intricacy and complexity to this that I don't think we've uncovered nearly everything that we need to know. But neuroscience has come a long way in the past decade or so. So when I say sensory input, these are things like your body is constantly collecting information from every single tissue there is, right? Muscles, ligaments, tendons, joints, fascia, pressure, touch through your skin, all the visual input, taking into consideration all the other things relating to the environment that's your brain has to integrate and make sense of. All of this collectively is going to determine how your body processes this and how it creates that motor output. So again, it goes way beyond just the mechanical stability, strength, and range of motion. It goes into how can we get our somatosensory system to become more efficient? How can we even get it to recognize that we can push a little bit more, don't place limiters on certain range of motions or exercises or any dynamic movement pattern that really helps us to get a little bit more? I think a lot of that is forgotten. And again, I'm not gonna go in depth, but the bottom line is that our brain and central nervous system, it is like the most complex computer that you can imagine. And even when you're doing a simple task like walking, everything is being analyzed and integrated at some level of your central nervous system. Things that are well under our subconscious awareness or control. Meaning that every time you step, we're regulating, this is where our body's joint position is. This is how much force our muscles gonna need to output because of all of the things that we know with normal walking. Oh, the surface is a little harder or softer. We have to take that into consideration, and that's going to affect how much we're gonna fire this muscle. Do we need to adjust our foot or our knee angle, hip angle a little bit to make sure that we can keep this normal walking speed that we like to do? So all of this, again, every single thing is sending information back up to the brain. And that is something that we are going to figure out how to adapt to and how to execute, yes, the mechanical output, the motor output that we want to execute. And this is something that has always fascinated me. It's not so much just the mechanical stimulus, but it's how are we making sense of everything that's going on so that we can create the ideal or optimal mechanical output that we want. And that goes with any type of dynamic movement, that goes with strength and conditioning in the weight room, that goes with rehabilitation after injury, that goes with skill work, sport-specific drills that you're doing on the field. All of that, we need to consider. We want our body to make sense of all of the sensory input, to help us to get better and adapt more in a positive way, and we want to enhance our performance and essentially that motor output. And collectively, all of that is neuromuscular control. You hear that a lot, but again, it's reminding yourself that the sensory input and information that you're receiving and how you can interpret that, that is just as important as all the mechanical output stuff that we tend to focus on. So why I say this is a preview is this is something that it's not only interested me throughout my entire career, like I mentioned, but it's a big part of why I'm doing my study, research, my dissertation, and I plan to release a lot more episodes surrounding this kind of content area because I think it's very applicable for all of the things that we do with training. And it's something that needs to be re-emphasized at times so that we don't just think that if we do more mechanical inputs or fix mechanical issues, that that is going to get or yield the mechanical output outcomes that we want. Because again, that is just a piece of the puzzle. And you have this huge idea of somatosensory function, sensory feedback going up to the brain and the central nervous system that will in turn modulate all of the things that we're doing in our daily lives. So I just wanted to mention that. Stay tuned for that. Maybe it gets a lot of people thinking. I know it was kind of broad strokes and broad concepts, but I will be making more content dealing with this area and how you can apply it to your training sessions, exercise sessions, your sport-specific drills, all of this. That's stuff that I look forward to making more of in the future. Other than that, it is a short episode again because I am just in the process of finishing up and finalizing everything, so I have to get back to that. It has been extremely challenging, and My brain is working very, very hard to finish all of this. So it's just something that needs to get done. And after this, I plan to share a lot more content out there with everyone. So other than that, keep doing what you're doing. Keep training hard. Remember, focus on what is it that your body might be lacking or dysfunctional with sensory-wise. And that could be one of the key things that could get you over a plateau, could help to enhance your results even further, could just make sense of how you're getting more benefit out of something that you're doing. And with all of that, be sure again to check out all my social media channels and my YouTube channel. Everything across the board can be found at H&L Movement. I know I've been relatively inactive, but that I plan to pick up soon, hopefully in the next month or so. So be on the lookout for all of that. And again, if you're finding any value or benefit from this content, be sure to share it with family, friends, coaches, teammates, colleagues, anyone else that would find value, and this might help them optimize their performance. And if it's helping you in any way, be sure to interact with me, share it with me on social media, or you can contact me directly through my website or email me at andrew@hnlmovement.com. Other than that, I'm going to get back to work. Enjoy the rest of your week, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well out there. I release episodes every Tuesday, so tune in next week, same time, same place. Until then, have a great rest of your week. Aloha.